Hey,
Hey Brian, Josh here.
the
Yep, Mr. Baker here.
baker? No, I'm sorry, I shouldn't do that. It's not good in mind. Yeah, I'm not finished with it. I just there's one thing I don't understand,
Sure.
and that it sort of reminds me of a lot of the Democrat things that I get to for money, where they ask questions, but it's clear they don't really want answers. They're just trying to convince you, look how bad it is. Even you agree. So it says, like, question five, if you have a complete draft, how would you best describe it? And then it gives you a bunch of bullet point options. But I don't know how to mark it.
Okay, you can just simply highlight that point or just write an X in front of that particular one which you would want to
Oh.
highlight, or just simply type yes after that bullet, the one which you agree with.
Oh. Oh. I didn't realize I could do that. Sure.
Or you can just change the
Does
font
that
color.
question come up? Other people have the same sort of. Yeah, it doesn't really stand out that well, but anyway, okay. Yeah, I'm sure character development is the key to everything. So, but this looks like it's a similar thing. It's just sort of reminding people of all the issues
Yep,
involved
it's
with
pretty fun.
writing a story.
Yep, so this is something that is going to go to the team, the writing team, so that they have all the details on their end
Right.
as well. Yep.
So what's your time frame then? When do you want the book in print? I
Okay, you
would
can.
like to see my book before I die.
No, not at all. You may, God bless you, you may go to
Seriously,
hell.
whatever time it takes to make it better and to peddle it to some form of publisher.
A real
I just,
hazard, yeah.
someone texted me this cartoon. It shows a cow in front of a building and there's an entrance, and the entrance is divided. On one side, it says success. On the other side, it says failure, but once you get past the divider in the passageway, it's just death on the other end.
No,
It's
no
something
worries.
about it seemed very clever. I don't know, but
No worries.
yeah. So character development is very, very important. World building, yeah. World
Yep.
building might be something I need to pay attention to, especially in a science fiction thing. It's just that it's over, it's way over word count. I think it's like 130 or what. It's way over. So a lot of cutting has to happen, but there's a lot of story there. There's a lot of story. It has lots of unexpected twists and turns, even after the major action is finished. I sort of try to follow, the hero quest outline, kind of, the 12 steps, whatever it is. Oh, no, that's AA. But anyway, I think there are 12 steps in it, but I don't see that many. But, yeah, you have to have the answer at the end. You have to have learned something at the end.
Yep,
The
indeed.
character has to have learned something. At least
Indeed.
that's my belief. Yeah.
Indeed, indeed, indeed.
Yeah, okay, so I'm just, Yeah, like it's, are you planning to include photos or graphics in your book? That just changes the whole printing situation totally, right?
Yep. So
I
you can
mean,
just simply
if
select that
we
out.
end up, I was going to say, if we end up in Amazon print on request, which I wouldn't mind, that's not a bad place to be. It's not, you want them printing your shit and, promoting it and all those fantasy things, but I am, I guess, a renowned graphics artist, and my work is known all around the world, so I could do that too, but I don't think I'm trying to do it with words, but it's if it helps sell, I'm certainly capable. I mean, I have a whole suite of pretty nice drawings of the some of the buildings, like the
Sure.
football stadium is the shape of a football, only it's 88 stories high and a half a mile long.
No worries. So what you can do is while we're working on the drafts as well, you can have the details reviewed on your end, or you can plan your things out as well. For example, meanwhile, we're working on the drafts on your book editing in case at the back end, you can also work on planning things out if you would want to have the images edit or not. If you would want, we'll have them edit at any stage of editing. So that is completely fine. That is something that we can add at the end as well. So you can just have your pointers noted down that you would like few images to be added. And then
Now you don't want to rely on an illustration for anything. So you could go ahead, get all the words in the best possible order, evincing all those wonderful things.
Exactly.
And
so
then
once all the words,
illustrations could go wherever, you know. But
exactly.
It's not something
exactly.
I wrote thinking I'd have to do it. But it's a very difficult world to get across because we don't have regular freeways anymore. These things are 1,000 feet wide cement ramps with a giant electrical connection in the middle. And then slums where all the worker people live, you know, in huts and stuff like Stone Age. So it's important to get that picture across, to see the great inequality where the people in these 200- and 300-story tall buildings, each one's a city. Each one has its own political systems, depends on whoever owns it. So building that up and making that clear, because I try to take it from the experience of the characters, like what they could possibly see. I don't like insinuating the author anywhere. So it's kind of weird sometimes to have descriptions of place because that's not logical to be in the mind of the person, you know, that. So it's a tricky way to do it, but you have to do it, you know, it's no question about
yep,
it.
Yep, indeed. So nothing to worry about once we have the words and the content taken care of. At the end, we can go towards the illustration as well. If we realize, or if you realize, or if you think that there are some pages where the illustration would best fit as well, we'll have them incorporated at the end as well. So that is completely fine. So you can have your images aligned as well in case there's something that you think needs to be added. You can let me know at any stage of point or any stage of time. We'll have that incorporated as well. So we can look at that illustration thing at the second phase as well.
Yeah, I mean, people kept saying to me in the writing group, this would make a great, you know, graphic novel. Because it's an amazing, the buildings are amazing. They're all very very interesting. And
is that
it actually
that
started
you
out as an art project.
Oh, so those are illustrations are something that you designed by yourself?
Oh, of course.
Oh, that sounds great. Then I really would suggest you to incorporate at least a couple of them in the book so that at least it shows that the artwork is done by you as well. That would be a unique selling point as well, a plus pointer as well.
Well, yeah, I don't care one way or the other, Josh, about that in particular. I'm not, you know, I mean, I love, you know, people telling me how great I am, but, you know, I'm 76 years old. I've heard enough of it. I was an Olympic hopeful in gymnastics and,
oh,
you know, I've done a lot of things. So I don't want to get in the way of you guys because you have done this. You see me coming a mile away. I get that. And, you know, it's a challenge to take some of these things and make them readable and make them interesting. And that's all. That's what I'm here for.
I got your point. I completely understand where you're coming from and how you would want this to be progressed. But at the same time, I will have this discussed with my team as well. And we'll get their idea as well. If they say that, yeah, we can have the images adjusted as well, then we will incorporate it. So nothing to worry about. I'll take their expert opinion as well. Because if in case there are some images or some artwork with you that is related to the book, we can have that incorporated. So either way, we'll be fine in both the cases. So that is something that we'll discuss further later down the road.
Yeah, I think when you get into the content of it and you see the world that's described, it's a very interesting world. You know, they use the canals a lot, travel, and there's a lot of interesting shaped boats and things. It's a trip. It's a real trip. Seen through the eyes of the innocent boy who's never seen any of it, who's been down in the mud, and this is like, you know, but he learns quickly, and he ends up as a basketball star, which gives him a lot of cachet. You know, he can now go places and do things and investigate the system, which is how we end up learning that it's a bunch of guys on exercise bicycles, drugged up.
Also, what we can do, Brian, what we can do is we can try to have your art incorporated on the main cover of your book as well. So I am going to have a discussion with my team, and whatever suits the best, we'll have that taken care of. So you can sit back and relax regarding the illustrations. We'll have it taken care of.
Well, if there's any way to get, so, you know, I don't know what the teenage audience is like. I have a young worker, but he's like 37, you know, so I try to get the mood and the thing from him, and I just get the general idea that there's just few and fewer readers, and most of them are girls because they seem to have more empathy, and so they can kind of get into characters more, and you know, so I have a feeling that sci-fi has to be. That's why the female lead in this thing is she's named after a Japanese woman samurai, Shizuka, and
Shizuka.
she's like a killer chick. I mean, she is like unbelievable.
I will have this. I will have all these instructions aligned to my team as well. That we have to make the book as reader friendly as well, and our target audience would be youngsters mainly, and especially the females as well. Depending how
Yeah.
important the character of this Japanese girl is, so I will have these ideas shared with the team as well. And after I am having a word with them as well, later down the road, I will be acquiring a few of those illustrations from your end as well, so that we can best fit place them, or we can either have those incorporated in the cover of the book. So I will be having a meeting with them, and after that, I'll get back to you as well with a draft, and we're gonna extend this progress further and extend the vision of this book further. So
Well, I
whatever the
appreciate
result will be,
your attention.
thank you so very much. And whatever the result would be, I can assure that you would be very satisfied with it. I personally will make sure that this is exactly the way you're dreaming of this book. So we'll have it sorted out for you.
Well, it's not my dreaming, it's us dreaming.
Us dreaming. Indeed, indeed, indeed. I will make sure that this project is indeed a dream come true.
Even if it ends up a nightmare, that's okay. As long as you
No.
put the
I will make sure that it doesn't go that way. It's going to be a sweet dream.
I'm
It's
just
going to be a
kidding.
sweet.
I'm just kidding.
I understand. I
Yeah,
understand.
that's. I'm trying to show my modesty here. I'm not a braggadocio type guy because it's a big world and there's a lot of talent out there, and you know. And I might not be up to snuff, you know, but in the meantime, I inherited a certain amount of money. I can afford this, you know.
No worries at
So
all.
we'll
At
see what
any
happens.
point,
Anyway, so
Brian,
I
at any
have to
point,
go.
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and it's just nothing, just my day-to-day stuff that I have to do.
No worries.
I'm
Brian,
getting
at
ready to
any
go
point,
see my grandson's third birthday up in my son is a PhD in education,
oh,
which
that's
is
great.
usually a very easy PhD, but he's like a genius. Well, so is my
And
daughter. What can I say, you know? But it's great talking with people that are intelligent, you know, like yourself, you know.
absolutely, absolutely. It teaches you a lot of things as well. It gives you new lessons. It guides you a new way. So indeed, and I am really happy to have a word with you as well. I really am excited to take this project on board. And more than that, I am excited to have a word with you again, because you yourself are a lively personality. And Brian, at any point, if you think that you would want any sort of changes, or if at any point you think that there is a better way to take care of the things as well, please always let me know, because I really want to make sure that this project is exceeding the expectations at all points. So I will be coordinating with you back and forth and working closely on this.
Nice. I like your energy on this.
Thank you so much. And I sure am going to be delivering this energy as well. And I'll take care of this for you.
You got it. All right, man. I'll try to finish this and send it back to the right email.
Sounds great. Take care of yourself, Brian. May you have a wonderful day ahead.
Yeah, so you got to get out of there, man. It's already 4 to 6.
I'm just signing off.
All right, man. Check
you
later.
So
bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.